This is Arthur Godfrey Time with all the little Godfreys. Jeanette Davis, Frank Saunders, Naomi Wright, the Mariners, and Archie Blyer and the orchestra. And here's the man himself, Arthur Godfrey.
Thank you, Joe King. Happy Monday to y'all. And if you aren't doing anything important for the next 30 minutes, please stick around. If you are, stop it and stick around anyway, because we have a big surprise for you today. Today is Oscar Day on this program. We have two of the country's most proficient exponents of the gentle art of jazz music with us, and they're going to receive gold awards, which symbolize selection for Esquire Jazz Book's All-American Jazz Band for 1947. The incomparable Billie Holiday is our All-American Girl Vocalist, and rightly so, if you ask me. And the other award goes to Teddy Wilson, a lad who gets more action out of 88 piano keys than half the full-size bands now in operation. The Esquire Jazz Book Gold Award is the cutest little thing you ever saw. A statuette of that fun-loving little jerk, Esky, who regularly adorns the cover of Esquire magazine. I never spent much time looking at Esky. I was more interested in that thing inside the magazine. But they're not the only people. Billy and Teddy are not the only folks getting awards today. I got one myself. Marjorie Merritt of Stamford, Connecticut, has singled me out for her own private Oscar, and she sends a letter along with it. First, let me show you the Oscar. Isn't it cute? It's a little bit of a teddy bear with a green ribbon tied around his neck and a safety pin to hold it on that's bigger than he is. And the letter says, "Dear Sir," that's me, "my mother and I enjoy your program very much and believe you rate an Oscar for outstanding entertainment. Since no one has presented you with one so far, I have taken my needle and thread in hand and created one for you. Please accept this in our appreciation. Sincerely, Marjorie Merritt." Marjorie, you overwhelm me, my dear. I most humbly accept and appreciate this Oscar. I shall wear it always next to my heart. Maybe if I keep this up here on my lapel, I'll be able to get in to see the Fred Allen show. But anyway, let us start off. We have so much to do today to get all these folks on the air. We don't want to miss it. So let's start off with our own Jeanette Davis singing "Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea."
I don't want you, but I'd hate to lose you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I forgive you, 'cause I can't forget you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I ought to cross you off my list, but when you come a-knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I come running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I don't want you, but I'd hate to lose you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. Now I forgive you, 'cause I can't forget you. You got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I ought to cross you off my list, But when you come a-knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I come running back for more. Now I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jeanette. Here's a very nice letter from Marjorie Ash of Temple Street, Syracuse 4, New York. Says, Dear Arthur Godfrey, who's here from Syracuse? Well, well, how do you do? What is your name? Anna Shermott?
One night in New York.
Do you know... One night in New York. My, my, my. Anna, do you know Marjorie?
No, I know
one Marjorie, but... You don't know Marjorie Ash, huh? Syracuse, pretty big town.
250,000,
and you don't know Marjorie? Oh, for heaven's sake. Well, this letter says, Dear Arthur Godfrey, my three-year-old daughter and I are an enthusiastic twosome about your morning program. So, the other night, while Barbie was leafing through a magazine, she called my attention to a glamorized picture of Perry Como by saying, Mommy, here is Arthur Godfrey. Well, she's right, Marjorie, you know. That's the name I use at night when I'm singing. Yeah, I have to do that because it's on another network. Hey, look, let's get into this Esquire thing. This is such a wonderful thing. I want to talk first about... Let's see, we just had a lady, so we'll have a man up here now, shall we? We'll have Teddy Wilson. Where's all the dope on him? First, I want to tell you about this team, this all-American orchestra that they chose for 1947 for the Gold Award. Both Billy and Teddy won silver awards last year. This year, the big all-American jazz band of Esquire magazine for 1947 consists of Louis Armstrong on the trumpet, Bill Harris in the trombone, Benny Carter alto sax, Coleman Hawkins tenor sax, Benny Goodman clarinet, Teddy Wilson piano, Oscar Moore guitar. No Remo? No, Remo was busy having twins this year. Buddy Rich at the drums, Chubby Jackson in the bass, Red Norvo vibro harp, Duke Ellington arranger, Duke Ellington band, Louis Armstrong male vocalist, Billie Holiday female vocalist. And so let's ask Teddy Wilson to come up to the piano over there and sit down and play a tune for us, and then I'm going to present him with his Oscar. Teddy, will you render a little tune for us, please? Just any little old thing. Thank you. That was Teddy Wilson. Teddy Wilson playing Strange Interlude. Teddy, is that your own composition?
No, unfortunately not.
Ben Burney. Oh, Ben Burney wrote that.
Oh, yeah.
The music?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll be a son of a gun. I didn't know that Ben could write music.
Oh, yes.
Well, bless my soul. Teddy, how long have I been hearing you? Since about 34, 35, isn't it?
I think probably since the time I joined Benny Goodman, about 1935.
The 1935 was you and Benny and... Who else with the drums? Krupa?
Gene Krupa.
Mm-hmm. And then didn't Lionel Hampton join you?
Yes, he joined us about a year after I did. After I joined Goodman, yes.
And that was some quartet. What are you doing now, Teddy?
Mostly teaching and recordings. And
for whom do you record?
Musicraft.
Musicraft Records?
Musicraft Records, yeah.
Are they available now, are they?
Yes, they are.
You heard both?
Yes, they are.
You heard. Well, Teddy, I don't know anyone in the world to whom I'd rather have the pleasure of presenting this magnificent award to you for winning the Gold Award as the pianist on the All-American Orchestra of 1947.
Thanks a lot, Arthur.
Esquire magazine did all right. That's a beautiful thing. Now, just in case some of the officials of Esquire magazine might be listening, I would like to suggest an orchestra for next year. A fellow named Archie Blyer and his boys. Look, even Spike Jones may be listening. Do good, will you? We're in the middle of a headache powder here. You've got about 20 seconds more to fill. Archie Blyer and the boys. You must have had that written down. You did it twice exactly the same way. Isn't it written? Julius shakes his head. No. I don't know how these boys have such things. It seems also that I'm in trouble with the management of Esquire. I've been talking about Esquire magazine and Taint Esquire magazine at all. It's Esquire jazz books. There's a difference. Sells for $1, you see. It's a very pretty thing, but what's it do? Come out once a year, huh? Is that it? Is that right? Comes out once a year. I've never seen the thing before, Teddy. That's the reason I'm all balled up. It's a different thing altogether than the magazine, although published by the same company, isn't it? That's right. So it's a dollar for Esquire magazine. I want 98 cents out of it, too, this time. But let's take our vocalist. Esquire's jazz book for 1947, price $1, chose Teddy Wilson as the pianist for the All-American Band, and Billie Holiday as the vocalist. Billie Holiday, who, while in her teens, started her career at the Harlem Uproar House, where Bernie Hannigan discovered her. Hannigan took her to the Brunswick Studios and first recorded her with pickup bands, then later with Gene Krupa, Benny Goodman, Artie Shaw, Bunny Berrigan, and Teddy Wilson. Her unusual singing style, featured on numbers like The Man I Love, made her a jazz institution. She's just recently completed a picture for Hal Roach called New Orleans, which you'll be seeing on the screens any day now. Louis Armstrong helps her out in that picture with his trumpet. Billy's latest records are That Old Devil Called Love and You Better Go Now. Billie Holiday is... I want you to know what a treat it is to have you with us. Honey, will you please get up to the microphone and sing that wonderful arrangement of yours of The Man I Love?
Someday he'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love. Then when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile, I'll understand. Then in a little while, he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe he'll come someday, one day, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still I'm sure that he'll come someday, maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. He'll build a little home that's meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Would you? And so all else above, I'm dreaming of the man I love.
Oh, Billy, that was wonderful. And it gives me a great deal of pleasure to present you with this beautiful award from Esquire Jazz Book in 1947. Well, that is really a treat for us today. I have a letter. Wait a minute, where the heck is the thing? I had it here a while ago. Oh, yeah. It's about a clipping that was in the paper in Salisbury, England, from the Canadian Press. It says, medical experts in Salisbury, I think they call it in England, medical experts seeking a cure for the common cold appealed January 10th for additional human guinea pigs willing to risk induced colds in exchange for a fortnight's easy living. We think tired housewives, honeymoon couples, and students who want rest and seclusion would make likely volunteers, said Dr. Andrews. Volunteers spend 2 weeks in comfortable 7-room quarters at Harvard Hospital in Salisbury, living in pairs. The only other person they come in contact with is a gowned doctor who makes a daily visit. Don't you think Dr. Andrews says my correspondent has an attractive proposition there, especially for honeymoon couples? Yes. How delightful to spend one's honeymoon having a cold together. You carry your bride across the threshold of the hospital. You drink a toast to her happiness and hot lemonade. You hold her feet in a wash tub of boiling water. You could sing love songs like "My Love Has Got a Red, Red Nose." Or "A Little Vicks Each Morning, A Little Vicks Each Night." And of course, if worse came to worse, as it sometimes does, you could go out and get mustard plastered, couldn't you? How perfectly charming. But with the housing shortage here in this country, I bet there'd be many a couple would jump at such a thing, huh? Catch a little pneumonia if they could get a place to live, sweat it out. I want you folks to meet Frank Saunders. Frank, what you got for us today?
The harp that once through Tara's halls, Arthur.
Good. Last Tuesday night in the Arthur Godfrey Talent Scout Show, 9:30 to 10 Tuesday nights on CBS Network, we had a very lovely girl from Jacksonville, Florida, walk off with the first prize. Naomi Wright sings for us now, "Somebody Loves Me."
Somebody loves me. Somebody loves me, I wish I knew who he can be. Worries me, for every boy who passes by, I shout, "Hey, maybe you were meant to be my..." my loving baby. Somebody loves me, I wonder who, baby, it's you. Somebody loves me, I wonder who he can be. Somebody loves me, I wish I knew who he can be. Worries me, for every boy who passes by I shout hey, maybe. My loving baby, somebody love me, I wonder who, maybe it's you. Maybe, baby, it's you.
Naomi, you're getting better every performance, honey. You're doing just fine. She's got one more day with us tomorrow, and then we'll select a new winner. The audience will on the show tomorrow night. There's one more little thing. We had the Mariners to do a tune for you, but there isn't time enough for that, so let me read you one clipping from a newspaper in New York. It says, after paying a $10 fine in Flatbush Court yesterday, John J. Kavanaugh, 22... of 9 Argyle Road, Brooklyn, promised the magistrate not to try to drive his automobile onto the BMT subway tracks again. What I want to know is how in the world did he get it through those turnstiles? Paid a nickel. Oh. Excuse me. Well, we've had a lot of fun presenting to Billie Holiday, Teddy Wilson, the Esquire Jazz Book Oscars for 1947. The only Oscar I ever knew was Levant. May the good Lord will, and we'll see you again tomorrow. The best of luck to you, Billy and Ted. Our congratulations. May you all have a nice day. This is Arthur Godfrey saying bye-bye. CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.